Let's clear the air here when it comes to what is on the actual ballot this November and kind of what we are looking at for this project, the goal of it. So let's kind of get all that out there. What are we seeing on the ballot this year?
So on the ballot this November is a capital projects levy, and in Minnesota, the voters, when public school brings a vote forward, the voters have two choices. It's an either an operating levy or a capital projects levy. And currently in Moorhead here, we don't have a capital projects levy in the books, so to speak. We do have an operating levy, a real small one at $223.66 per student. And so this November, we will be bringing forward a capital projects levy, and that capital projects levy has the potential to generate additional revenue for us for capital related projects and any technology type expenditure.
And so what do voters need to consider in the opposition to that? I believe it's a quarter cent sales tax, correct?
No, it's not a quarter cent sales tax. It's just it's $4.3 million on the ballot, and they would vote for that, and it would be in place for 10 years. There isn't, when we bring things forward, there isn't anything in a quarter cent or a sales tax or anything like that, because we don't have that luxury or that the ability to do so. So when we bring a levy forward, it's a specific amount, and if we were to do the capital projects levy over the current amount of students we have, would be about $600 per student, or that $4.3 million.
Understood, and thank you for the clarification, by the way. So if this does pass, the capital projects levy, what are we looking at? Because I'm seeing the website right now for Moorhead Area Public Schools talking about the levy and its curriculum enhancements, facilities improvements, and a bunch of other things too.
Yeah, anything that would be capital projects related or technology related would fall under this. There's a whole laundry list of things, but the district was really focused on four, which would be, we're looking at current enhancements to technology, not necessarily enhancement per se, but to continue with the things that we're doing. Curriculum adoption updates, for example, we had the READ Act come to us based on the last legislative session, and we have to make about a $1.6 million investment in that. And currently, I think the state would be providing around $400,000, but to get between training our staff and implementing the new curriculum, that would be about a $1.6 million investment. We also have, we replace two buses a year, and those buses, when I first got here 10 years ago, were about $100,000. Now they're about $130,000 a piece. So, and in past years, with us continuing to see our fund balance decline, we've made some adjustments. We've purchased now one school bus a year, which has gotten us out of our rotation. We own around 26 school buses, so we like to be replacing two a year, driving for 12, and when they're 12 years old, we move them to spares and then continually buy two. So we are focusing on those type investments just to continue to move the district forward.
Also, technology updates as well. This would be software and hardware potentially too.
Yeah, right now we are extremely dependent upon our technology software, and we call those, we refer to them as subscriptions. We have to renew them on an annual basis, and more and more we've become dependent on those. I think right now the district roughly spends about $3.6 million annually on technology amongst all our departments, and that continues to rise as our subscriptions cost rise. A lot of times as your district grows, your technology expenses will grow as well, because a lot of times those vendors will sell you software based on a per student basis. So we manage things in that realm. So as our district continues to grow, not necessarily does our capital formula or operating capital formula has not grown with it. So we've as we've become more dependent on technology and our capital formula has not grown or increased on a per student basis, we need to continue to find ways to close that gap. And we're asking the public for some additional revenue to help us continue to provide for our students through the capital expenditures.
We've hit on a lot of different opportunities that the capital projects levy can improve upon, but I do want to hear what you feel would be the biggest boon for the district if the levy were to pass.
I think the biggest boon for the district is, you know, we're taking in the additional revenue, and right now, because of the pressure that the general fund is under, the general fund continues to pick up the, the slack for the lack of capital in the district right now in terms of what our capital, our operating capital generates. So this would take not only a lot of pressure off our general fund, but it would allow us to continue to make these investments in our students and in our district, and also to help stabilize and build back our unassigned fund balance, which has been reduced over the last, I'd say, four fiscal years.
Dr. Lunick, while I have you here, I also want to touch on the school board election that's coming up as well. More specifically, I want to learn about the candidates. We've been hearing some from some of our listeners here. We don't have many places to go when it comes to learning about the candidates specifically and where they – is there any way – is there anything from the district itself that kind of points to what their policies would look to be along those lines? I know we have a lot of incumbents on the board here, but is there – where can we go for to learn more about these candidates specifically?
Well, I would encourage anybody that's interested. I think the League of Women Voters held a debate or so last, it wasn't last night, maybe a couple nights ago, but I believe that's been posted. So if they were interested and they wanted to see what the candidates' views were, I think that would be a great place to start. You know, we as a district will not endorse any candidate. So as far as finding information out, that's the best place I think I could refer you to is that League of Women Voters recording.
I haven't had the opportunity to speak to you since that one mailer did get sent out regarding the Moorhead Area Public Schools. Falsely claimed that there was you guys were endorsing specific candidates. I want to give you an opportunity to speak on it here now if you wish to take that opportunity.
Yeah, I think the district made its statement last week, and I think we'll continue to stand by that. We did not have anything to do with that mailer, and as a public entity, we will not endorse anyone that is running. We will remain neutral, and we will follow and do what we're required to do as per the law, and it's just it's not our business to endorse or give one candidate an advantage over the other. So the district made their statement last week, and that's what we'll continue to stand behind.
Sounds great. We have about a minute left, sir. Is there anything else you wanted to re-highlight or retouch upon when it comes to this conversation?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I want to get out there is one thing in particular. The district has added two bonds, one in 15 and one in 19, and the community has supported us extremely well in those two bonds. But those bonds were to build buildings, and currently, even with just our operating levy in play, we haven't asked for any additional operating dollars since that operating levy went into effect in 2009. So I just want to make there's a difference between an operating levy and a bond type levy, okay? And those bonds were to help us build buildings for a growing district. And now the levies that we're asking for, along with the operating levy that's already in play, helps us continue to operate the district. So I just if there's any confusion out there with the community, I just want to make it clear that these funds or these things that we have on the ballot here in November are for operating purposes, versus the bonds that we had in the past were to help us build buildings.